the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson. Join El Ebizada in episode 113 in Mastering Love and Attracting Fulfilling Relationships with Calling in the One.
Let's look at your values. And then there's a worksheet. So answer those questions. What value is important for you? Do you have these? If you're looking at the person that you want to bring to your life, do you, like, let's say if you want an honest person, let's look and see if you are honest to yourself. And then, so it just has those, you know, paragraphs that you can read. And also it has a workbook that you can answer those questions. So it goes deep. And it's not that long, it's like 10 pages, but that's the foundation of understanding who you are by answering those questions, reading this ebook. That's what I put it together. Mm-hmm. The third one is a complimentary book about You Are Enough.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Hello and welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast, a space where stories of strength, resilience, and transformation unfold. I'm your host, Charlene Lynch, and I'm honored to be your guide on this journey of empowerment and healing. Today, we have a very special episode tailored just for you. Whether you're driving or sipping a cup of tea or simply taking a moment to yourself, I want you to know that you're in a safe place. Healing Through Love is more than a podcast. It's a community, a beacon of hope, a reminder that you are not alone. In this episode, we have a guest who will share a story that resonates at the core of our mission, a story that illuminates the power of love, resilience, and unwavering strength that lies within each and every one of us. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let the healing journey begin. But before we dive into today's inspiring narrative, a quick reminder that if you find value in our episode, consider sponsoring us and or subscribing and sharing and leaving a review. Your engagement helps us reach the hearts and spread the message of healing with love. Today, we've got a very special guest. We've got Ella with us. Now, you're going to embark on an electrifying journey of self-discovery and transformation as Ella, a beacon of empowering and personal growth. As a seasoned explorer of the human spirit, she's got some wonderful gifts to share with us today. She's got some ebooks and she's also got some beautiful programs. So I'd love to dive in deep. And Ella, obviously, there's a reason why you do what you do. Are you in a position to share the story of how you got here?
Yes, for sure. Yes, my name is Elle. I'm a Calling in the One Conscious Uncoupling and Laser Coach. The reason that I became a coach was because I was in a relationship for more than 10 years. And one day I had a recycling company prior to that. So I'm an entrepreneur. So I have companies that I build and I sold. So when I sold my last company, I looked at my relationship with my ex and I see that this is not working, or it wasn't the way that I realized I wanted it to be. So I questioned myself, I questioned him, and it was an exploration of, I'm a reader, so I'm reading different books, I took classes, and then I realized what was my 10%, what was my mistake in this interaction that made this relationship not work. And it was a beginning of understanding that relationship is the foundation of each relationship. It's the relationship that everybody has to themselves first. So my relationship with myself at that time was not solid. So I took a class. I became very interested and 2 years later, with three different certifications, I became a coach, and I promised myself that I help other people who have been in my position to really open themselves, to open their heart and bring love back to their life, because we all have it. It just goes deeper inside of us, and we need a guide, somebody to really open that door for us to see where we are and where we want to go.
Excellent.
So that's the reason why I became a coach.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you know, it's so true. We can't see the forest for the trees. When we're in it, we can't have that level of understanding of what part of this do I bring to the table and what part of this do you bring to the table. And I know as a survivor myself, we live in a victim mentality. So it's
Exactly.
all everything's done to you, as opposed to out the other side when you're the victor and got that victim mentality, you understand that life happens for you in all of its shapes and forms, whether it's good, bad, and even ugly. It is all happening for you, for your own
Yes.
expression, for your own awakening, and for your own conscious connection. I love it. So now you've got a range of beautiful courses that take people through a journey of understanding themselves, like almost uncoupling, as you said, from the past and moving towards a brighter future. So many of our listeners are at different parts of their expression. Some are still healing, some are out the other side, and some are now still looking for love. So I'd love it if we could dive in a little bit deeper to the course that you offer, which is really about the beginning of the journey, the conscious uncoupling. Is that what it's called? Yes.
Yes. So it's a 5 week program. It's for people who have been in relationships in the past, either divorced, even if it's not, not married, but been in a relationship that didn't work out. And they were not happy. There was just some anger. There was a lot of sadness in there. So I helped them consciously uncouple, because when we deeply don't do that process, then it's hard for us to open our heart and bring a healthy, loving partnership to our life. That energy gets distorted. So I get a lot of people who have been divorced for like 10, 20 years, but they still have that anger from the past. They still have that emotion deep inside in their bodies, that they cannot choose, or they cannot be open to invite that healthy, loving relationship to their life. So I work with them. That's a 5 week program on that.
I love that. If you're asking yourself, have I healed enough to move on? You know, these are questions that we all ask. If you're still getting a charge of any part of the past relationship, then there's still healing to be done. So, what is a charge? That's a reaction inside of your body. That is a thought process that's not healthy. So, then that means there's healing to be done, and that means you need to speak to L. I love it. Okay, now, L, so you obviously have other courses as well that depend where you
Yes.
are in your journey. And you've got two more that I know of. And one of them is called A Calling in the One. So that's when you're done the healing and now you're ready to be in a space where you can call in the right person. So is that when you're ready to get married? Is that the course that you would do?
Yes, that's the time that I have clients to come to me and say, I have been in different interactions, but I have not been successful. So the first question I ask them is, do you see any patterns in these people that you manifest and you bring to your life? And of course, there's always a pattern. And we go deep and look at the pattern and see. I mean, we said at the beginning, life happens. We think that happens to us, but it's not. It happens through us. So that the way that we feel, the way that we think about ourselves, that's the way life happens to us, through us. So it's a lot when we go to that deep, then we look at those limiting beliefs from the past, mostly from those childhood interactions. A lot has to do with, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not worthy of having love. love is not for me. I mean, people have so many different negative limiting beliefs about themselves. So, and a lot of people don't even know what that is. So we really look into it. We figure out because of those patterns, let's see why you bring someone to your life that they leave you, it's just hot and cold. It's not consistent. I mean, there's a lot of reason for that, but we look at those limiting beliefs, and we go deeper. And I give them exercises to do on a daily basis. Sometimes like fast, easy exercises that they become conscious of their emotions. They become conscious of that moment that negative thought comes to their mind, and they can clean it or put it on the side and say, okay, I am pretty, I am lovable. But they have to feel that feeling deep down inside. So we work, this is a 7-week program, and that's how I work with the clients to go through that. And calling in the one basically means calling yourself to yourself first. And by knowing, and that's the key to it, is self-love and self-care.
I love
So there is a lot of exercises about like knowing your limiting beliefs. Let's see now, can you love yourself deeply to that extent that you can take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally? And then that's the time, then when that energy changes, believe me, people who come to your life, they're totally different than people that came to your life in the past, because you have changed and you know now how to place those boundaries. You know what your values are, you know what it's important for you. So, and when you meet someone and talk to them for 10, 15 minutes, half an hour, you know, no, this person is not for me, because you can tell by their interaction, by the way that they answer your questions, where they are in their life. You have done your work, you have done your homework about you and what your needs are in a relationship.
So true, so true. So, as a survivor myself, I know that now that I've done the work, I'm not even remotely attractive to a perpetrator. Not even remotely attractive. And so it was a hard lesson to learn that I was vibrating at a frequency that was, please come and move me around a bit. I want to be dominated. I want to be slapped about. Now, I'm saying this tongue in cheek, and I understand that listeners, that if you're still in the process here, that is a hard thing to listen to. Yes, and I'm on the other side, as many of the women that we work with are. And the first thing that I had to do is I had to take responsibility for what I was already putting out, which was very much a victim mentality and very much.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's challenging, but I'm saying this from a woman who has survived and is out the other side, that me taking ownership of what part I played in those many relationships, that's what's given me the power to be now married to the perfect man and loving life. So on every level, this is so true. I love the work that you do, El. This is so beautiful. And it needs to start with that level of healing, that level of self-care, that level of self-compassion. And El, you talk about limiting beliefs. And for most people, when we have these conversations, they're like, what limiting beliefs? Yeah. So what I challenge you to look at is if you don't have the capacity to have a look at it from the point of limiting beliefs, have a look at it from the perspective of your results. Are the results in your life not working for you? Have you got relationships that aren't healthy? And this could not just be your partner, this could be family as well as friends. So if you're not happy with the results, then I can guarantee you, underneath, embedded underneath every single one of those results is a limiting belief that's holding you in this pattern. So I love the work that you do, Elle. So now Elle has got three amazing books, and we are going to put the links to the books in the chat, in the sorry, the show notes and also the show description, so you'll have access to that. But could you talk us through a little bit about the different books? Starting, can we start with the Self-Discovery Journal?
Yes. So one of the key factors to understanding who you are and what you want is to journal. I mean, sometimes it's harder for people to sit down and give themselves 5, 10 minutes and journal about what their feelings, what they want. But I thought that this complimentary self-discovery journal, it has questions and you can just answer those questions for yourself. And I recommend to answer those questions, but then 3 months from now, take a look at those questions again and see if your answers are different from that 3 months ago. Because as we go through our healing, our mentality, who we are changes, the energy around us changes, our energy changes. So that would be something that I would like, recommend for people to start with, just to simply go through and understand and write down those answers, to those questions. So that's one. The other one is another complimentary ebook and workbook, A Pathway to Heartful Connections. It basically talks about let's look at your values. And then there's a worksheet. So answer those questions. What value is important for you? Do you have these? If you're looking at the person that you want to bring to your life, do you like, let's say, if you want an honest person, let's look and see if you are honest to yourself. And then, so it just has those, paragraphs that you can read. And also, it has a workbook that you can answer those questions. So it's very, it goes deep. And it's not that long, it's like 10 pages. But that's the, to me, that's the foundation of understanding who you are by answering those questions, reading this ebook. That's what I put it together. The third one is a complimentary book about You Are Enough, Separating Rejection from Self-Worth. So this is part of that limiting belief that we talked about. And I have a video that I made on Instagram about if somebody rejects you, that actually they did a favor for you, which means that when somebody rejects you, that means that they're not in that same space as you are. And get it, know it as a positive thing that you're kind of separate. They did you a favor and they just left before it gets to a point that you leave them. You understand what I'm saying? So it just understand that you're good enough. And if you keep that self-worth in your heart and at who you are, loving yourself, taking care of yourself, then you will say, no, that was not meant to be. That person is not for me. And another better person that is healthy, loving connection will come to me next. And that's what will happen. Be in that space of positiveness. So the book is about that.
I love that. That is so powerful. And for those of you who are in business and you're listening to this, this self-rejection thing that we talk about from a relationships perspective is also mirrored in how we turn up in business as well.
Oh
So
my God, yes, totally, yes.
as a
Yes.
business coach, I can tell you have lots of conversations in and around this story. So it is a mirror. And so if this is the area that you need to work on, it start with the relationship with yourself. Read these free books, have an understanding about your perspective with rejection and how that mirrors what's happening in your business as well. Because I can tell you, when you can get over that, this is when you can 10x your income, because you're not attached to that and you realize that a no is just a that they're not a good fit for me right now, and you don't go down the rabbit hole. The ones of you who are laughing, you
Yes.
know what I'm talking
Yeah.
about. So I
Yeah.
love that. So this is fantastic. Now, so what
Can
you're
I get can I say something about money? It's so interesting that we talked about the relationship itself, and that's the foundation of finding that loving partner. So bringing money, more money, making money in your life is having the relationship with money. What is your relationship with money? If it's negative, then of course it's not going to happen. So it's all about everything is about relationship.
is everything. So relationship, relationship, relationship. Everything is about relationship, relationship with yourself and in the first level, and then your relationship with other people, and then your relationship to stuff and things. As a recovered hoarder, I can tell you my relationship stuff, my 33 cubic stuff, that's all relationship. So that had to be uncoupled in order for me to now live the life that I live. I love it. Now, this is a lot to go through in a space of 20 minutes. And for listeners, if you've piqued your interest on any level, if you've become a VIP, a vaguely interested person, then what can I suggest to you is to have a 30-minute conversation with Elle. So she's kindly donated a link, and that will be in the show notes and the show descriptions, so that you can reach out and have a conversation with her about any of these aspects, any of the three free books or any of the programs that she offers, and just see where you are in your journey of moving forward and what does she offer that's going to be a best fit for you. But I love this. It's fantastic. So what generally
Thank you,
happens?
Sharon.
What generally happens on
Thank you.
30-minute calls?
Basically, we just chat about where they are in their life, a little bit about the relationship that they're looking at and where they want to be. And I tell them about how the my programs works working with me. And it just sometimes I have clients that come and they're very sad. So that's why I use my laser coaching for that session. I just, complimentary, just to bring him from that space of sadness to today, to be make him a more conscious of looking at today. So that's what happens. And at the end, we talk about which program is best for them.
I love it. So the journey needs to begin with you understanding that there are possibilities, that the life that you're living right now doesn't have to remain this way, that you do get to make choices, that you can make a line in the sand, that you can make decisions, and getting the right person to help you to where it is that you need to go. But it starts with you. It starts with you seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, that glimmer of hope that perhaps maybe things can be different. And others have done it, so why not you? I love this. I love this. I love this. So I'm excited to be able to share this episode with you all. And the beautiful gifts, very, very generous, Elle, in the three free books, and also I'll say that quickly, and also the 30-minute complimentary Zoom call as well, which is an opportunity to see where you are on the journey of healing and which one of her amazing courses, which one of the three amazing courses that she offers from her 5-week all the way through her 8-week program are a good fit for you to move forward. But it all begins with that phone call. And yeah, it still all begins with you making the decision that you want to move forward. So, it's time. There's never been a greater time for people to step into their own power, let go of the stories that are holding you and the patterns that you're in, and move into what's possible. And as a 57-year-old woman, I've got to say, it's never too late. It's never too late.
Yeah, it's never,
Never too
never
late.
too late.
Never too
Never
late.
too
And for those of you who are younger, it's never too early.
late.
Never too
Yeah, I
early.
mean, when they come to my 30-minute call, the first thing I tell them, I congratulate them to make this decision to come to this 30-minute complimentary call, because that's a commitment that they're giving themselves. That's a self-love that is coming out. I know it's not easy to put the step forward. Looking at ourselves with a kindness will help to get to the next level of knowing where we want to go.
And I love that you mentioned self-love. What is self-love? So could you, Elle, from your perspective as a relationship coach, can you talk to us about self-love?
Yes, self-love is giving yourself 5, 10 minutes a day. Asking yourself, during the day, what are you feeling? What would you like to? What is your need right now? I mean, I tell my I give you these tips. I give my clients this homework to do. I said, put alarms on your phone 2, 3 times a day, and when the alarm goes off, ask yourself, how are you feeling? Put your hand on your heart and ask how you're feeling. Because and what you need, it may be as easy as a cup of coffee or just walk, I don't know, to around the block and come back, or just lay down for 5 minutes. It's just knowing that we're not always in our head, we are in the in our bodies also, and then the emotions. It's understanding and knowing to really be with our emotions, with our feelings, and that's what self-love is. Asking yourself, what do you need? What do you need right now?
I love that. So powerful, Elle. I know as a woman who's recovered from lots of challenges in my life, ably different thought processes and mental health issues, that I wasn't always in the right frame of mind to dial into self-care. So one of the things that I found really beneficial is to have a list of self-care. Because when I was at my lowest and I needed the most self-care, I couldn't even think about what it is the thing that I needed to do to make myself feel good. So I wrote down like my me list, and on my me list was things like having a bath. I don't read because I'm totally dyslexic, so I actually find reading uncomfortable, but it would be maybe watching a YouTube or something like that. That's that I find a nice thing to do, even hugging a tree or walking barefoot on the grass. Because when I was at my lowest, I really even couldn't reach into what it is that I really love. But I did, I love my list. I stuck it on my fridge and it really helped me when it came to like helping me love me so that I could move forward. I love it. This has been such a beautiful conversation. It's so
Thank
powerful. And this is an example of reaching out and chatting to people in and around relationship and in and around wellness and self-care. And if you are listening today and you're a practitioner, if you're a person who brings something to the table to make a difference for others, we're reaching out to you. Locally in your city, we're running Pamper Days. So think day spa on steroids, where we have up to 25 practitioners holding the space for one day for our survivors. So it's just one day of your time, but it's a lifetime of difference for them. And we've got them happening all over the world. As of 2023, Healing Through Love has gone global, and we're now holding these beautiful, beautiful Pamper Days all around the world. So reach out to us. We're looking for other organizers, and we're also looking for practitioners so that we can share who your local coordinator is. We would love to have a conversation with you. So reach out to Healing Through Love. What I know is that together we can raise the frequency of the planet. Together we can heal these women, these that need our help to show them that there is light at the end of the tunnel and to move forward. So reach out to Healing Through Love. I love this. Now, just in closing today, Elle, can you give us your words of wisdom to our audience?
Yes. So, I mean, it's on my website too. I always say I help people to open their heart and bring love back to their life and understand that miracles happens when you open your heart. So that's my story.
I love that. I love that. Yes, you need to have an open heart chakra to move forward. And sometimes we close it because it protects us. Yes. And
Thanks.
it starts with that level of trust, trusting yourself and trusting someone else to help you guide yourself forward. Thank you so much for these amazing gifts, the three ebooks that the links are here in the show description and also the show notes, and also that beautiful link and offering our listeners a 30-minute complimentary Zoom call to see where they are and how they can move forward and what you can do to help them. I love this. That's a goodbye from us from Healing Through Love and a goodbye from Elle. Bye from now.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.